In Juneau, lawmakers have voted to extend a state program that provides vaccines to Alaskans around the state. The Alaska Vaccine Assessment Program is a self-funded public-private partnership that offers reduced-cost vaccines to supply more than 100 healthcare providers around the state. It was launched in 2015, and today, health officials say immunization rates are on the rise. But the Vaccine Assessment Program is scheduled to end in 2021, unless lawmakers acted to continue it. That's where Senate Bill 37 came in. Dr. Lily Liu, Chief Medical Officer for the Department of Health and Social Services, said it's important because Alaska is not the best when it comes to immunization rates. Testifying before the House Finance Committee last week, Liu said she's been concerned by recent outbreaks of vaccine-preventable illnesses in the lower 48. At least 72 cases of measles have been reported in Washington this year alone. While Alaska has yet to report any cases, Liu says it's not out of the question.
Part of the concern is that there are communities where vaccine hesitancy is at much higher rates, and there's a possibility that those are the places where a vaccine-preventable disease could take hold and spread to the rest of the state.
Liu said public health officials believe the vaccine assessment program has helped contribute to a noticeable rise in Alaska immunization rates. The rates for some vaccines have increased by more than 10 percentage points since 2015. The proposal to extend the statewide vaccine program passed the House by a vote of 35-1 on Monday.